Superior Police believe Matthew Magis killed his 23-year-old pregnant wife, their year-old daughter, and three family dogs. Afghanistan war vet and Superior City Councilor Greg Mertzig says his community's stunned. He didn't know Magis, who served in Iraq in 2006 and 2007, but he is familiar with the difficulties returning vets face.
I know being deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan, it's a huge, hard adjustment. When I got back from my deployment to Afghanistan, I had some difficulties finding a job. I was a little disgruntled and upset with how things were going.
Durbin Keeney counsels veterans in Duluth and Superior. He says less than half, about 45% of returning vets seek help.
So the services may be there, but getting the veterans to the water and making them drink when they need to is difficult sometimes.
Keeney served in Vietnam. He says today's wars are different because the military is depending on the National Guard and Army Reserve. That means multiple deployments that increases the chance of things like post-traumatic stress disorder. But he warns against stereotyping returning soldiers as having PTSD.
Because it casts an aspersion on all of them. And we don't need that. And these families don't need that. This is a tragedy that happened between a young man and his family. And now it's a tragedy between those people and the whole community.
Matthew Magis was a member of the Wisconsin Army National Guard, but was on a non-drilling status. Keeney says that means he was not able to carry out his duties. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.